With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. economy expanded at a 3.8% growth from April through June in a dramatic upgrade of the government's previous estimate of second quarter growth. The Commerce Department said that U.S. gross domestic product, the nation's output of goods and services, rebounded in the spring from a 0.6% first quarter drop. Jobless claims fell to their lowest level in 2 months last week. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell by 14,000 to 218,000, reports the Labor Department. President Trump claims he was sabotaged at the United Nations this week, and he has the Secret Service investigating.
The president complained that he was the victim of three very sinister events at the UN on Tuesday. First, the escalator he used suddenly stopped. He wrote online that those responsible should be arrested. Second, his teleprompter didn't work for several minutes. And third, he said the sound was off during his speech. The president said the Secret Service would be involved in an investigation.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A Paris court has sentenced former French President Nicolas Sarkozy to 5 years in prison for criminal conspiracy.
The court found him guilty of attempting to finance his 2007 campaign with funds from Libya. Sarkozy, who is 70, will be incarcerated even if he appeals. He's denounced the ruling as a scandalous injustice and plans to appeal. He said, hatred truly knows no bounds, but added, if they absolutely want me to sleep in prison, I will sleep in prison, but with my head held high. The court also found two of his former ministers guilty of criminal association. I'm Karen Chamas.
Wall Street heading toward a rare three-day losing streak, the Dow dropping 58 points, the NASDAQ composite 63 in the red. This is SRN News. Texas bans women or men from women's restrooms.
Republican Governor Greg Abbott has signed a bill that requires people to use the bathroom that corresponds with their true gender in all government-owned buildings, including public schools. Abbott says, quote, it's a common sense public safety issue. The new law also orders the Texas penal system to make sure that men are not being housed with women in any facility. The statute levies a fine of $25,000 for a first violation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago's plan to honor Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, despite the powerful politician's support of abortion, has stirred controversy. Cardinal Blaise Cupich says the Archdiocese will present a Lifetime Achievement Award to the high-ranking Catholic Democrat for his work helping immigrants. Many pro-life Catholics are outraged, including Bishop Thomas Paprika of Springfield. That's Durbin's hometown. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Some federal workers could find themselves out of a job for good if there's a government shutdown at the end of the month. Bracing for what Republicans have labeled the Schumer shutdown, the White House is telling agencies to prepare for large-scale firings. A reduction in force would not only lay off employees, but eliminate the positions. The U.S. economy expanded at a surprising 3.8% rate from April through June, a dramatic upgrade from the government's previous estimate of second quarter growth. Starbucks closing hundreds of U.S. and Canadian stores, laying off some 900 non-retail employees so it can focus its resources on a turnaround plan. The Seattle coffee giant says it's closing stores that don't have a path to financial stability. U.S. jobless claims applications fell to their lowest level in 2 months, down by 14,000. I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.